This WBEZ podcast is supported by The Auditorium, presenting Alvin Ailey American Dance Theater, April 24th through the 26th. Experience the power, passion, and athleticism under the direction of newly appointed artistic director, Alicia Graf Mack. Plus, five Chicago premieres showcasing the bold innovation and artistry that have made Alvin a global cultural treasure. Tickets at auditoriumtheater.org.
Good afternoon. I'm Lisa Lavez, and this is The Rundown. A federal jury is stalemated over whether a former phone company executive tried to bribe former Illinois House Speaker Michael Madigan. The mistrial in the case of former AT&T of Illinois President Paul LaSchiazza is a blow to federal prosecutors. They alleged LaSchiazza had bribed Madigan by hiring an ally of the ex-speaker while AT&T Illinois was trying to pass legislation worth millions to its bottom line. Illinois could see major cuts to the state's Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program by the end of this month. Data from the Greater Chicago Food Depository shows 19% of Chicago-area households use SNAP for food assistance. My colleague Claire Lane reports the Farm Bill helps fund SNAP, which serves 1.9 million Illinois residents, but it expires September 30th. A proposal in the U.S. House would cut the program by $30 billion over the next 10 years. The Food Depository's Skylar Larimore says a Senate proposal offers more support.
We need to be more visionary to think about a farm bill of the future that can both, you know, protect and sustain the farmers of America and make sure that families have the benefits that they need.
Larimore says demand for food assistance in the first half of this year is up 24% from the last 3 years. Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson is defending his decision to not say whether he's taking a pay raise. My colleague Tessa Weinberg reports the mayor, the city clerk, the treasurer, and alderpersons receive an automatic raise each year. It's tied to the rate of inflation. Prior administrations routinely volunteer the names of who was accepting that pay hike. And for the second year in a row, Johnson's budget office says it won't release the information until the budget is presented. Johnson wouldn't say whether he's taking the raise in the face of a nearly $1 billion deficit next year.
With the way we do budgets in Chicago, we present the entire budget. You don't send piecemeals of things that you will or will not do. Here's what I've said repeatedly. Everything is on the table, including raises. Everything.
The raise is 4.1%. It would bring Johnson's salary to a little over $230,000. The smell of burned cannabis alone can no longer justify a police search of a vehicle without a warrant in Illinois. The Chicago Tribune reports today's ruling from the state Supreme Court comes from a 2020 traffic stop of a driver. A state trooper had smelled burned cannabis inside the car and searched the vehicle and found 1 gram of cannabis in a plastic bag. The driver was charged with unlawful possession of cannabis. The high court today ruled 6-0 that searches are unjustified in the absence of other suspicion. Circumstances, such as seeing a marijuana bud. The Remova Theater in Bridgeport on Chicago's South Side is officially a Chicago landmark. The newly restored theater was granted that designation yesterday during a city council meeting. Block Club Chicago reports the 1929 venue was placed on the National Register of Historic Places in 2021. And Garrett Popcorn turns 75 this year. To celebrate another year of providing sweet treats for tourists and residents, the Chicago company is launching several new flavors, including Apple Caramel Crisp. Megan Chody's family purchased the company in 2005, and she tells WBEZ's Reset the business honors its tradition, and workers still make Garrett Popcorn the way it was originally made on West Madison Street in 1949.
We really stick to our signature legacy recipes. But if you want to go to a legacy shop and have that smell wafting, we cook in all our shops. It's a real smell. We're not pumping out perfume. It's real batches of Caramel Crisp being made.
Chody says the new recipe is a secret. It's going to hit the shelves on Monday. A warm day today, sunny skies, a high in the upper 80s, and cloudy tonight with a 40% chance for some showers and thunderstorms overnight, a low in the upper 60s. And then Friday, some rain in the morning, sunny skies in the afternoon, high again in the mid 80s. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Lisa Lavez. Thanks for listening.